Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. All too many marriages are like two ships passing in the night. You share the same ocean, but the emotional connection has been lost. The Bible tells couples how to care for one another. Without doing this, your marriage is doomed. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Dr. Lutzer continues a series on the marriage puzzle, why commitment can do what love can't. Listen as he wraps up a message on red flags you probably missed.
So the Bible says that we should have sympathy one to another. I don't think that you can have unity simply on the intellectual level. What you need to do is to enter into the other person's fears and anxieties and troubles. We as husbands, we need to have sympathy and be in symphony. I'll use both words. And begin to enter into one another's worlds. Now, that is difficult. Husbands, you need to be able to listen to your wife. Don't simply be, as one woman said, I'm married to the great stone face. The great stone face. He's into the newspaper. He reads the newspaper. He watches television. And there's no connection. You may eat together. You may go places together. But there's no emotional connection. And some of you, because of perhaps the way in which your wife has responded, maybe because of your background, you're finding it so difficult to connect on that level. But God expects us to. The Scripture says, have unity of mind, brotherly love, a tender heart, a humble mind. Be quick to admit you're wrong. Be quick. Beat your wife don't beat your wife, but, you know, sometimes the lived event comes out differently than you're thinking. Hurry to be faster than your wife. How does that sound? To ask forgiveness. And now we come to the biggie. Everything I've said up until now all comes together at this juncture. It says, do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. Bless one another. Understand one another. And then we are also to be able to accept one another, have sympathy one to another, and bless one another. Now here is where the rub comes. Notice. Do not render evil for evil. In a marriage relationship or any relationship, when you feel as if you have been sinned against, what do you and I naturally do? We sin back. He does this. I'm going to show him a thing or two. I'm going to do that. And as a result, you have tension in this relationship because we think to ourselves that because he did this, I will do that, or vice versa. Having been sinned against, we sin. And the Bible condemns that. The best example of someone who has sinned against and didn't sin in return is Jesus, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. Jesus is our example here. And you and I would not be redeemed today were it not for the fact that Jesus, when he was sinned against, refused to sin back. And if you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, that's why we offer you his redemption and his forgiveness, is because he took what he didn't deserve so that you and I might get what we don't deserve, namely his forgiveness and his righteousness. What a marvelous thing Jesus did for us. And you there, in your guilt, in your despair and emptiness, I urge you today to trust the Jesus who, when he was sinned, did not sin back. But you know what happens in marriages? You always find this, that people are more anxious to get even than they are to ask a different kind of question, namely, how can I glorify God in the midst of this situation? My wife has done A, B, C, or D, you say, or your husband has done these things. And rather than asking, how do I get even? What do I do now? How do I straighten this out? How do I teach him a lesson? You have a different question. How do I glorify God in the midst of this situation? And when you begin to ask that question, you get different answers. Because you begin to understand that no matter what mess you are in, no matter what mess you are in, today God has given to you as a child of God, as a daughter of God, as a son of God, God has given you and me the resources to respond in a godly way. And that's what God is looking for. The issue isn't whether or not you get things, whether or not you straighten it out because you maintain your rights and you teach him or you teach her. That's not the issue. How do we have godly responses when we're sinned against? In order to illustrate this, let me read you a letter, and I'm reading it actually in the handwriting, the very sheet of paper that was given to me. And this was given to me some time ago in an entirely different context. And I read this letter because as you read it, you'll notice that there were no red flags. He seemed to be marrying a very godly young woman. And yet things went very badly. But listen for this. Even though they went badly, and he was greatly sinned against, he had an entirely different response. This is to Dr. Lutzer. I married a young woman 9 years ago who had the same goal as me, to be a foreign missionary. 2 years later, she gave birth to a severely disabled girl, and our hopes of overseas missionary work were destroyed. What was worse, my wife became so angry at God that her heart turned against him. On our 6-year anniversary, she served me divorce papers, revealed the identity of her new man that she was involved with, and eventually went on to move in with him, and later on, marry him. What is more, she moved my children, we have three, she moved my children out of state to a location 11 hours away from me. When the children do come to visit me, she does not send our handicapped daughter because of her distrust in my ability to care for her, which is totally unfounded. I have not had my daughter in my home for 14 months. I know by all accounts I have every right to be bitter with my ex-wife. However, I have made a promise to God that whatever happens to my ex, I will look out for her. I have always paid child support to her. Her current marriage is floundering. Any surprise there? Her current marriage is floundering and appears to be drawing to a close. She does not know this, but I have some potential business deals that may grant me outstanding financial returns. I have promised God that should she find herself destitute, I will not use it as a means to take our small children away from her, like I know many others might do. I would rather provide her with whatever she needs to live. Obviously, I do not foresee ever reconciling to her to the point of remarrying, but I do pray that she finds the heart for serving God she once had. And should she remarry, I pray that she finds a man who will stand as a godly example to the children. This is the most difficult resolution I have ever made in my life, and I don't boast in it the least. It is not easy to maintain a positive attitude toward her, but God has given me the grace to make it, and it is making a world of difference in my life. When we are sinned against, we glorify God best by not sinning in return. Let's pray. I want to close in prayer, of course, but what has God said to you in this hurried message? Some of you perhaps are engaged, and based on this message, you see red flags all over the place. You should maybe rethink your impending marriage. We'll talk about that more next week. Others of you know that there are huge issues in your marriage that just lie there unresolved. You don't want to touch them. Are you willing today to ask a different question? How can I glorify God in my marriage? Rather than how can I maintain my rights? How can I do what is best for me? You talk to God right now if God's talked to you. I haven't talked to you. You've heard words, but only the Holy Spirit can take what I've said and bring it home into your life and give you the courage to be obedient. You talk to him right now. Father, we are so self-absorbed, we don't even see our sin. We see only our issues, our side of every story. It's tweaked to suit us. Would you come and reveal to us our sin that we might repent? That even those in the marriage who think they're the right one may be brought to repentance. That in humility and brokenness you might give us sympathy for one another, that you might give us hearts that are forgiving, and may we never, never, never render evil for evil, but bless one another. Lord, you know all the couples listening to this who desperately need your intervention and help. Grant them the grace to let you do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
When I hear a story like that, I scarcely know what to say. At this moment, I feel as if I am without words. What can be said to this man who is standing by his wife as best he can, even though she has left to live with someone else? She has rejected him. She has rejected God. May the Lord God grant to him grace and strength. And may the Lord God grant grace and strength to all who have listened, who are in difficult situations, who see no hope, who live day by day without the sure knowledge that the events in their life are going to turn out well. What we need to do is to pray for one another. We need to understand the nature of spiritual warfare. And as we stand against Satan, who loves to destroy marriages, we need to also be faithful and ask the Lord God to bless us in ways that will keep marriages together, that will honor the covenant in a world that has lost its way. Today, I say to you, there is hope because of the gospel. No matter where you find yourself, right there, you can be faithful.
Erwin Lutzer, concluding a message on Red Flags You Probably Missed, the first in a series on the marriage puzzle. Next time on Running to Win, don't miss Moving Beyond Your Past. The Marriage Puzzle series can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Pastor Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.